USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A report claims the U.S. intelligence community has been targeting Russia's power grid as part of an ongoing operation to counter cyber attacks. The New York Times describing the deployment of American computer code into Russia's power grid as a preemptive strike in case of a cyber attack by Russia. President Trump tweets the story is false and amounts to an act of treason, but another newspaper's D.C. correspondent says reports are the president may be unaware of the program.
People that are close to the president are worried that he might take action to upend the plans that they work on for months to protect the national security of the U.S.
That's the New York Post's Tulu Olonoripa speaking on CNN. Target says a more than two-hour outage of its store checkout network was caused by an internal network issue yesterday and not by hackers. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Police in Corona, California now say the man who opened fire in a Costco on Friday night was an off-duty L.A. police officer who was firing in self-defense. Authorities say the cop was shopping at the Costco with his family when he was attacked by a man he didn't know, identified as 32-year-old Kenneth French of Riverside. This woman witnessed it.
A white guy with a mohawk, another guy, a lady, and a little kid, and apparently they were having words, and he just pulled his gun out and started shooting.
The off-duty officer shot and killed French and gravely wounded two of French's relatives. No charges have been filed, but the investigation's continuing. Saudi Arabia siding with the Trump administration and blaming Iran for attacks on two oil tankers last Thursday in the Gulf of Oman. In an interview published in a Saudi newspaper, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman reportedly calls on the international community to take a decisive stand. Iran denies it was behind the attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Protests continue in Hong Kong over a controversial bill to allow suspects to be extradited to mainland China for trial. Protesters want Hong Kong's leader to resign and for the bill to be completely withdrawn. So far, in response to the protests, lawmakers have tabled it for now, but the protest organizers say they won't stop their activity until the bill is entirely dropped. Bottlenose dolphins are stranding themselves at an unusually high rate, especially in the North Gulf of Mexico between Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Authorities say more than 260 dolphins have been found along the Gulf Coast since February. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that number is three times the average. Some of the dolphins had freshwater lesions on their skin. An investigative team is exploring possible causes, including massive flooding in the Mississippi spilling into the Gulf, a change in food supply, and after effects from the 2010 Gulf oil spill. The agency is urging the public to immediately report any dead or ailing dolphins they find along the coast.
And President Trump says he has been briefed on alleged UFO sightings by members of the military, asked specifically about recent reports of Navy pilots seeing such things. The president says he doesn't particularly believe all of the accounts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.